Welcome to the latest edition of the Internet Marketing Podcast. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, with Ryan Atkinson, the hottest new speaker on the Internet marketing scene. And today we're going to be talking about one of the most important aspects of an online business, and that, of course, is the copy that people read when they come to your website. We're going to be talking today about how to write killer sales copy for business-to-consumer selling. You have to understand, there is a big difference in the way you sell to another business versus the way you sell to the consumer. And hopefully one day we'll do a podcast on business-to-business sales copy, because I think that's an area that's really been neglected.
Mm-hmm.
However, Ryan, what do you think the number one most important aspect of any sales copy is?
Well, I'd say the most important aspect of any sales copy is to start out with writing an engaging headline. This has to be a headline that interrupts and engages your reader. And a lot of it's based on the market research that you've done. If you've done your proper market research and you know exactly what the biggest concern is or what one of the major issues is, this is what you need to put into your headline. It can't just be just information about what product you're selling, but you want to really target whatever the issue may be.
Right.
So to talk to your market so that you engage them into the copy.
Because when someone first comes to a website, how long before they leave if they don't see something that piques their interest?
It's about 10 seconds.
10 seconds. So you got 10 seconds to grab their attention, and the first thing they're going to see is that bold headline.
Exactly. Right?
So I know some people that spend 50% of the time they spend writing their sales copy on their headlines.
Yeah, they put a lot of time into it. It's important to really put good power words in your headline. A couple really good ways to start them is with a good how-to that seems to get people going.
Mm-hmm.
Or something like warning, this is what your competitors don't want to see. Or discover the 7 secrets.
Yeah, people like to know the secrets. Because
yeah.
I mean, if it wasn't a secret, they would know it. And why would they stay there, right?
And numbers are a big one, too. People putting like
the top 10 or 7 secrets.
Or using numbers in the headline really helps. Another couple of them are, at last, the truth about, or who else wants. You know, these are a couple sort of beginnings that you can use to create a headline. But you want to use some good power words in there and really think about what your reader's greatest concern is. If you know what their problem or concern or information that they want, because we want to start out by educating people before you ask them to buy your product. So we need to get them involved in whatever their biggest concern was.
So for those of you that want to learn how to write really good, compelling headlines, I have an exercise for you. The next time you're shopping for groceries, you're in the grocery store, you're waiting in line, don't just sit there bored. This is time to do some educational stuff. Look at the covers of all the magazines that are scattered all over the check stands. And just look at how they write those headlines there, because they're all little headlines trying to grab you. You know, how Britney Spears lost 17 pounds in 3 minutes, or whatever, you know, whatever it is. And you'll notice some of them are outrageous, because oftentimes when we're consulting with our clients, we'll get things like, oh, no, I can't, that's too outrageous a headline, or you know, I can't say that, or whatever. But look at what draws, because, I mean, there's thousands and thousands of people a day go through those check stands, and those covers are all competing with each other, and they're not being wimpy. They're giving you 17 facts what you need to know to have, you know, better sex. Like, look at Cosmopolitan. It's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, Maxim, definitely.
People, look at the way they write those headlines and say, wow, because those people spend millions and millions of dollars trying to get those headlines right.
Exactly. I mean, the headline's got to really attract people and get people interested. And a lot of people don't like to put too much emphasis on it, but the reality is you are selling and you want to get people's attention. So if you can interrupt them and get them to go, what? Or think about whatever you've just said, you've done a good job of capturing their attention.
Yep.
Exactly.
Have to intrigue them.
Yeah.
Great. So that's step one. Create an engaging headline. And what's step two?
Well, step two is to create a sub-headline. This is the part that actually engages them. The first one is to really interrupt them, kind of shock them a little bit, and the second headline is to engage them. So you want to be able to write a headline that contains the main benefits of the product or service that you're talking about without listing the product. You know, and a statement that engages the prospect by relating to what they're looking for.
Yeah, that's a good point. And that's another mistake that a lot of people make. It's kind of like, you know, discover the secrets to whatever, and then here's my product solves all the problem. Way, way too soon as a philosophy. You want to write your sales copy so that people don't know what it is you're talking about until you're ready to introduce the product. And that's called transparency, because you're talking about the problem that people have, how to solve the problem. And that's what you really want to do with the headline. And so don't bring in your solution, don't bring in your product, your widget, your book, your service, whatever it is, right away. You want to be transparent so they can be reading and they're not knowing what's coming, because remember, everybody is on the internet looking for information to solve a problem. They're not necessarily in a buying mode, so you don't want to put them off by saying, you know, here's something that's going to solve your problem without you having taken them through that process.
Exactly. That's a very interesting point, and we're talking about transparency. Like Scott said, I mean, most people search the internet to find information first. They're not looking to buy something. If they wanted to buy something, they'd head off to eBay or Amazon.com, where they can find a nice catalog site that's really well trusted, that they can purchase their products and they'll receive
it.
But most people search the internet looking for information, and if they have enough information about something, about their problem, then they're compelled to make a buying decision. They have enough education to be able to make a buying decision.
That's exactly right.
So step number one is create an engaging headline, or create a headline that interrupts them, and step number two is create a subheadline which engages your prospect to get them to continue reading.
Okay. So we have 18 steps, Ryan. What's the third one?
Well, the third step is to list your three main benefits. In other words, why are they, by reading the content they're about to read, what are the three biggest benefits your product or service solves? So you kind
point.
Of... It lists those for them. So by reading on, you're gonna learn how to da 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 da. So three main benefits that encourage them to continue reading, and you want to use as many power words to enhance the benefits.
That's right. It's kind of interesting because once you get into this, if you start studying copywriting, like Jay Abraham is a fabulous copywriter, any of the other well-known copywriters, you start seeing them, see the direct mail that comes to your door a little bit differently now. And if you go through the copy and you just cross off all the adjectives and read it, you'll see it's, you know, it's like proper English and everything, but it doesn't move you at all.
Right.
It's all those adjectives, those power words, like killer sales copy, you know, dramatically skyrocket your sales, that cause people to sit up, take notice, and move people. Because you have to understand, most people are reading this, sitting down. They just don't want to pull their wallet out and give you their money.
Very, very important.
You've got to motivate them, and you're not going to motivate them. I mean, you go listen to a sermon.
Yep.
Doesn't sort of mumble away about something. It's, you know, hallelujah, and he gets all excited, and
yeah.
It's
you
very
want to move people emotionally, you know.
Exactly.
And if you can, that's another thing with the headline itself. If you want to think about interrupting phase, is you want to hit them emotionally. If you can't hit them emotionally, or something that irks you in one way or the other, if it doesn't have emotion throughout your copy by using power words, these power words are supposed to be emotional words. They're supposed to move you in some way or make you feel a certain way and draw and paint pictures with these words. So
that's right.
Think about that when you start putting in these power words along with, like for example, with our headline, how to write killer sales copy for business to consumer selling. Killer sales copy is the power word. And so
that's
you want
right.
to use that because it makes people, it sort of draws a picture of what it's actually going to help them with, what the benefit is. So
that's
when you're
right.
listing your three main benefits, you really want to put in some emotional power words in there to get people to continue reading on.
Like if you were selling something for weight loss and your headline was how to lose 32 ounces in the next 3 days, you're not going to get much response, right?
Yeah.
No, we want to lose 10 pounds in the next 3 days. Really, I can do that?
Yeah.
How, right? Now there's a question. They're intrigued. They're in, you know, they want to know more.
How to dramatically lose weight in the next 10 days, yeah.
Exactly.
Dramatically being the power word, the one that establishes the emotion. So our next step we come to is step number four, which we call explaining your USP.
So what is a USP?
A USP is a unique selling proposition. It's a short description of whatever makes your product or service unique.
Okay.
So what is special about you? So you want to come up with a short little description, a little tagline that it helps people remember you by. So first they see a nice headline that kind of emotionally gets them drawn in. Then there's an engaging sub-headline that sort of keeps them going and establishes more interest. And then they read three main benefits with lots of power words. And they're going, oh, there's lots of benefits to reading this. And then they hear your USP, which is a unique selling proposition, which is basically just a statement of whatever that they'll remember you by.
Right.
They'll remember
so
that.
So an example would be like Domino's USP was at your door in 20 minutes or it's free or something like that.
So you want to spend some time thinking about that, maybe doing a little research on USPs and how you can write a really unique selling proposition. So here we are at step number five. And step number five is very, very important part of this process, is to prove your credibility.
Right.
You know, who are you? Why should they read this information? Why should they believe you? So you want to write a paragraph that describes your credibility. Use a story about your experience. Show some passion in this little paragraph that explains who you are and why they should listen to you, or what experience you've been through that how you solved your problem, if it's similar to theirs. That's what you want to do at this point. So you want to explain why you're promoting this and how it helped you, and think about why they would buy from you and what they need to know about you in order for them to feel confident that the information that you're delivering is in fact viable information that they can gain from.
Yeah, I think this is a really important part, and so many people hide from this. Like, I've seen so many websites where, like, who's the person behind it? Like, there's no picture, there's no description of who they are, about us, nothing. And it's almost like they're using the web page to hide. Mm-hmm. And it just blows my mind, because you're in a high-tech area, you're on the computer, you're on the internet, that's high tech, you need high touch. And that means you've got to come out from behind the website, because people buy from people that they like, and you need to have that personality there, and they need to know who you are.
So after you've proven your credibility, and what we're talking about here is long sales copy. This has been proven in the last 15 years of research and testing. We've established that the longer the sales copy, the better it sells, because it covers that each step here will bring the reader to the next point, and where they're asking, well, what about this? And right when they think that, they're right at that next step, or you're explaining that next step. That's why this is laid out with 18 different steps. I mean, it's important to follow these steps step by step by step to get the best conversion rate. And you're not going to get a really good conversion rate. I mean, you can get tons of traffic to your website, and if you don't have the copy down, if you don't understand the step-by-step formula, you are not going to sell products or information or whatever you're trying to sell on the internet without following this process in the right way.
That's right.
So step number six, after prove your credibility, step number six is list your benefits and features. Features and benefits. So you want to list all the features of whatever it is that you have, of whatever your product or service or information is, and list the features, and then below it list each of the benefits. And you want to use bullets to do this. Mm-hmm. And it's important to have your benefits to actually stand out. So we tend to bold those or put them in red, or you know, make them show up a little bit more than the features. Because a lot of times when people read your features, they might not even understand what the feature is. What they really want to know is, what's in it for me?
That's right.
And what do I get out of it?
And that's the benefit.
Exactly.
So it may be a certain type of corn in the stock and the corn broom, but you know, who cares? That's the feature. Well, it can make you sweeping your floor, you know, half done twice the speed you normally do it, right? Okay, well, that's the benefit. I save time, right?
Exactly.
It's usually save time, save money, make money. Those are the main benefits that.
Mm-hmm. So you want to list as many features and benefits as you have in this. And do it in point form. It really helps people read through the copy easy. An example of a feature is a large gift basket of chocolates. And an example of a benefit is, your friends will thank you with a satisfying sigh as they enjoy the sinful pleasures of our delicious chocolate. There's your benefit. So your feature is real simple. So
but
you want to make sure you focus on the benefit.
Yeah, the benefit is a great picture there.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking, I'm going to go out and get some chocolate now. Thanks, Ryan.
Yeah, so you want to make sure you mention those benefits. So features are one thing, benefits are another. I made some big mistakes in doing sales copy when I first started out by listing the features of my product. It just didn't seem to work as well. And then when somebody explained to me about how these benefits really get people going, because they understand what's in it for them, my conversion rate just went through the roof. It totally changed everything.
Right.
So step number seven, you want to provide more detail about your product or service. You want to use four sentences per paragraph and then break it up so that it's easy to read. So you want to start providing details about it, and you want to place headlines between every three paragraphs. So if you got three paragraphs of content, each paragraph has four sentences in a paragraph, make sure you've got a headline between each three paragraphs, because it breaks up the copy, makes it easy to read, and also helps the scanners, because there's two types of readers out there. There's one that will scan your page and look for benefits and look for reasons to read the entire page. Sometimes people can just read through all the benefits, and if you've highlighted and bolded and put things in headlines in the right places, they can easily easily read through the benefits and get the gist of the entire copy, or sorry, read through all the bullets and the bolds to see the gist of the copy. Yeah. And then you get the other type of reader who is more specific and needs to know all the detail, the detail-oriented reader, who will read every single word of copy you've written. So that's why you want to use a little bit of both and be able to break it up. So step number 7, provide more detail. And when it comes to writing your paragraphs and sentences, use only 4 sentences per paragraph. Place headlines between every 3 paragraphs and use power words in your headlines with benefits.
Yeah, that's good, because you want everyone to have the opportunity to skip over the parts that bore them, because you don't want them to get bored, right? They'll leave. But you also want to use those sub-headlines throughout your copy as like almost like chapter headings, so people say, oh, I'm interested in that, I want to read more, they can stop, they can read it. I'm not interested in something else, they can skip over it and go to the next one. And that's why oftentimes people look at us and say, well, no, long sales copy, who's going to read this? Well, we want them to read the headlines and the subheadlines all the way down and then read the parts that they're interested in, and it's up to them to decide. We can't decide. We've got to give them all the information we can, because this is the only chance we have to convince them that what they need is what we have.
Exactly. So this brings us to step number 8. You want to include some customer testimonials. The more you have, the better, obviously. Use different fonts than your sales copy. A lot of times in the sales copy, we'll put a little box around our testimonial and, you know, make it a different color than the actual copy on the page and put it in an italic font or something like that. So it changes the look of the page, and they tend to sort of take a look if something's different on the page, and they read these testimonials. And the more testimonials you have, the better your copy does. I mean, a lot of times people are going now and they're starting to use things like Audio Generator, which audiogenerator.com. If you go to that website, you can sign up. I think it's $30 a month. And basically, the way that works is you can send an email to your testimonial, or somebody that would leave a testimonial, and ask them to call in and leave an audio testimonial on a telephone number. And then you basically just go to your website, you log in, you get the HTML for it, and that testimony that they left over the phone now becomes an audio testimonial, which you just plug into your website, and now you have audio testimony, because that actually shows that it's real.
Yeah.
Rather than just having written testimonials, which if you don't have any audios at this point, definitely get the written up there and make sure that that you're showing some.
Yeah, you want to make sure you've got some really, really good customer testimonials, and if you can get it in audio, that's really, really powerful. Videos, we're starting to see that on a lot of sites too.
If you can get a picture of the person too. Yeah, a few extra steps. I mean, if you just put testimonials in there by itself, it helps better than not having it. That's for sure. But if you want to really emphasize, get a picture of them and get some audio and possibly some video too, if you can get that going.
Great. So what's step number 9?
Step number 9 is eliminating your competition.
That's a good one.
Yeah, you want to be able to eliminate the competition. So certain things you can say is don't buy from anyone else unless they use, or make sure the product you buy has the following. So if you've done your research properly, you'll be able to find out, you know, which problems that customers are having with buying products or service like what you're selling, and looking into your competition and stuff like that, and find out what other people have, what they don't have, so that you can take a part of your sales copies to eliminate the competition. Talk about what they should have, or talk about what problems are people are having with that industry and how you solve them. You know, that's how you eliminate your competition without even mentioning who they are. They're going to do their research and they're going to surf around anyway. So,
and Ryan, you're an expert at this, because you had a client that you're working with who's in like the linoleum business or something?
Yeah.
The flooring business?
Yeah, the flooring industry, yeah.
And so can you share a few, you know, just take a minute. I think this is really cool the way he used this concept to just blow the competition out of the water. So I think you should share it.
Yeah, in the flooring industry, I mean, there's a laminate out there called AC3 and AC2 laminate, which is pretty much the industry standard. It's what everybody's using. One of my clients, I said, so what's special about your business and how can we differ from everybody else? And the first thing he mentioned to me was a product called AC4, which is a harder laminate, which is it's more scratch resistant and lusher looking floors than the regular laminate out there. So when people... So we put on his website, don't buy from anywhere else unless they use AC4 laminate. So, or things like in his copy, which we sent out through direct mail and we do through email marketing, which is when you go to buy laminate, ask for AC4. And the reason...
And here are the reasons why.
Yeah, because nobody else has AC4. So when they ask for it, they're going, oh no, we only have AC3, but that's good enough, and it costs this much. And then they go to this complete flooringliquidators.com, and they find out that AC4 is a less price than they're selling the AC3 for. So,
and it's a better quality.
Better quality. It looks nicer. And, you know, so it's what differs him from the rest of the competition. So he can eliminate his competition by encouraging his customers when they're shopping around, which they're going to do anyway,
That's right.
To ask for AC4 laminate, which is better product. So that's one of the things you want to do when you're doing your research, and try and find ways that you can eliminate the competition by showing yourself as a better value.
Great. Okay, so we're going to move now into step 10, which is building value.
Yeah, at this point you want to build value. You want to use specific testimonials that describe how valuable it was for them, show benefits, compare prices, and really build up the value of what it means to them. What are the main benefits? I mean, value doesn't just mean how much it's worth, but what it's worth to them emotionally. So you want to really focus on that type of value. I mean, what it's going to mean for them, and what their friends are going to think, or how it's going to change their life, and what it's done for me, and all different things like that. So you want to really spend some time at step number 10 is to build value into your sales copy at this point.
Okay. And then next we have step 11, which is creating a list or summary of everything the customer gets. And I think this is really, really important. It's kind of pulling everything you've been talking about together.
Yeah. Now, a lot of people do this wrong. I mean, even if they know how to do it right, they do it wrong. But you want to use bullets to describe everything they get, little bullet points. And you also want to add a little word called value beside each of the things that they get.
Right.
So if you've got a package of things that they get, what are the values? If you broke it down and mentioned everything they get, what's the value of each thing they're getting? So each one of those values is probably going to be a lot more than the actual price they pay. So by using this to build value, by creating a list or summary of everything the customer gets when they purchase something and seeing the value beside each one, it puts in their mind that they're getting a good deal.
Right. And it is so easy to miss this, because after Ryan and I were talking about what we were going to be talking about today, and he said, yeah, you know, I want to build value and have the value, the dollar amount value right beside each one of the bonuses. And I looked at my site and there was no values. And I'm thinking, oh, you get this, what's the value of it, right? So put in, like, it's $297 value, it's a $57 value, it's a $29 value, it's a $133 value, you know, and the total value of all this is, you know, $843, and you're going to get, that's a bonus, you got the book value, and then the whole thing, you're going to get it for X amount of dollars, so you'd be insane not to do it, right?
Yeah, exactly. So after that, we're into step number 12. We want to ask your reader to contact you. So this is a good idea to you can either provide a phone number or an email address where they can contact you for more information.
Right.
Very simple part, but it's a good area where you want to say, you know, after you've explained all the you know, the list of everything the customer gets with the value between, so you want to almost make an offer at this price, at this time. So you've got a way to contact you, plus you want to start, step number 13 is to show a regular price and a sale price. So if your regular price for this is $67, put a scratch through that and say on sale today at $39.97. Okay, you want to use small regular print for the price, as they'll have to read to find it. So what a lot of people do when they get to your sales copy is they scroll right to the bottom and they read your PS and they're looking for an order button or a price.
That's right.
But if you don't make that price really bold and pronounced, they have to read through the copy in order to find it. And what you want is them not to look at the price first and come up with a prejudgment, but you want them to educate themselves as much as they possibly can before they're exposed to what that price is.
That's right, because you've got to convince them of the value of your credibility, of your worth, of the worth of everything that you're going to be offering them, and they don't know that until they've read through a fair bit of your sales copy. So absolutely right on. You don't want to be right out front with the price. You want to have it after they've figured out the value of what they've got.
Exactly. So as soon as you've explained to them all or listed all the things they're going to get, put a value beside it, and then, you know, have a little way to contact you, and then listing your price, this is the time when you want to say, but wait, there's more. Offer some free bonuses.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always a good idea to give them something extra along with when they buy this. So you want to list the bonuses they get when they buy today. So list at least three bonuses that are related to the product and to sort of assist on it. And if you don't have any bonus, think about some other things that they get with it and that you might not have mentioned in the first one and add those in as bonuses.
That's right.
You know, sometimes I do that with certain things where I can't find a bonus for that particular thing or I don't have anything. Like, a good place to go is download.com. If you go to download.com and do a search for whatever your product or service, you can find other things that are free downloads and you can offer those free things as bonuses or you can come up with ebooks. There's lots of ebooks out there that you can give away, different things like that. So you definitely want to offer these bonuses. Make sure that you write the value beside each one of the bonuses. So you, and then at the end of it, you're gonna add them all up, all the bonus value plus the value of what they got before, and show that it has a value of this, and then you offer your price.
Right. So after we've offered them the bonus, what's the next step? Step 15?
Well, step number 15 is to offer a strong guarantee. What you want to do here is you want to remove the risk of buying today. Mm. You want to make it so that they could buy the product and try it out risk-free without really risking losing their money if it wasn't something that they wanted.
Right.
So it's really good to offer a strong guarantee at this point. So step number 15, you want to offer a guarantee. Now, step number 16, you want to re-emphasize the guarantee in a paragraph. Remind them that it is a risk-free purchase.
Yeah. And this all actually came from TV advertising in the 50s and 60s because, you know, in those days, the woman would be home and she'd see something that would make life easier around the home and she'd buy it. And then she'd tell the husband when the husband came home and he'd go, "Oh, I can't believe you're always spending my money," and that sort of thing. And she said, "No, don't worry, dear. It's guaranteed. If it doesn't work, we don't like it, I can send it right back."
Exactly.
And that shut him up. Of course, she got it. She loved it. And, it, you know, it was like two weeks later or whatever. He's forgotten all about this. And there's a sales made, right?
Exactly. And if they're really smart about it, they put something in there that's a free bonus for the husband.
That's right.
Keeps the husband happy, right? So you got to think about that kind of stuff.
Think of all the golf clubs husbands have bought, you know, or hammers or certain types of saws. Well, you know, no, honey, well, it's guaranteed. If it doesn't work the way I think it'll work, you know, well, let's just try it for 10 days, right? Well, as soon as it's in their hands, no way is it going to go back.
Exactly. So the next point, after you've emphasized the guarantee, now you want to show them where to order. So you tell them how to order now. Explain step by step what will happen when they order, how long it will take to receive the item.
Yeah.
So if it's done by email, say it's an electronic product that they can just receive, maybe it's an ebook or information or something like that. If it takes 5 minutes to deliver an email, make sure that you say, you know, it will arrive in your email box within 5 minutes after purchasing. Or, you know, just list off everything that they get, what's going to happen if it's being shipped, how long it generally takes, whether you're going to give them a call after the order's made, whatever you're going to do. But make sure that it is exactly the way it's going to be so that they know what to expect.
Exactly. Okay, so we're at the end of our step 18.
Yeah. Step 18, we always want to use a PS. Everyone reads the PS first. Like I was explaining in the beginning,
right,
they scroll to the bottom looking for the price. Now, when I say it in step number 17, tell them to order now, there's no price there. The price is further up at the end of listing off your products or all the things that they get. So at this point, there's just an order now button, but it doesn't tell them the price. They click order now, they're into your shopping cart, and they'll see the price in there. But you want to always use a PS. Because people always read the PS first. So in the PS, you emphasize the key benefits in the PS. I mean, what's in it for them for either learning by reading this copy or by purchasing? I mean, what is the key benefits?
Yeah.
And then then use another PS, a PSS, to emphasize the guarantee. Because those are the first things they read. So give them the benefits and the guarantee at the very end in a PS. Because that's sort of, people understand, you know, what the benefits are, and then they'll go back up and read more. Because remember, you want to educate first before you want to ask for this order.
Yeah, and I've seen some cases too, and I thought was quite original, where they held back a benefit. It wasn't like the major benefit, but a good, fairly good benefit, and they put that as the PS, and then mm-hmm. It was kind of like, oh, here's something. By the way, here's something we did actually forget to tell you. And an example of that would be if this is a business type of product, right? Like maybe it's a mass emailer or something like that. Then you go, PS, don't forget that this purchase is tax deductible.
Right.
So all of a sudden it's like, oh, now it's 40% cheaper than what we said because you'll be able to get the money back on your taxes, right?
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, that was pretty smart.
Exactly.
Right? So, yeah. Excellent. Well, that's a really good list of step-by-step instructions for writing killer sales copy, in my estimation, Ryan. And I know that it works because we have tons of clients and we ourselves use these principles daily.
Exactly.
to sell millions of dollars on the internet.
Let me just quickly just go over these 18 steps real quick. I'm just going to mention them all to you again, just kind of re-emphasize things. First of all, step number one, create an engaging headline. Step number two, create a subheadline. Step number three, list the three main benefits. Step number four, explain your USP. Step number five, prove your credibility. Step number six, list your features and benefits. Step number seven, provide more detail about your products or service. Step number eight, include customer testimonials. Step number nine, eliminate the competition. Step number 10, build value. Step number 11, create a list or summary of everything the customer gets. Step number 12, ask your reader to contact you. Step number 13, show the regular price and a sales price. Step number 14, offer several free bonuses. Step number 15, offer a strong guarantee. Step number 16, reemphasize that guarantee. Step number 17, tell them how to order now. And step number 18, always use PS. Everyone reads the PS first. So those are 18 steps to writing killer sales copy. Obviously, we have a lot of clients that we work with in developing sales copy, and this is the system we work them through because of the 15 years of research and testing that we've come across. We know exactly how this works, and it seems to provide the best conversion rate when it comes to selling things on the internet. Now, this is especially good when selling business to consumer. You are the business, and if you're selling to a consumer, this is definitely the right approach to go. Now, if we were working with you as a consultant, what we do is we work with you with your market research. We work with you to determine how to write your copy and what to say and how to tweak things. And we come up with, you know, we work with you on everything as far as building this entire piece of sales copy. And I'll tell you, it is a bit of an art form. And the first time you do it, it may come across not looking so great, and we can definitely help you get that sales copy so that it's making you a lot of money. That's for darn sure.
Yeah, and even if you are an experienced copywriter, it's always good to have somebody to go over the copy with, another pair of eyes. And I know one of the people that we worked with a while back was a very, very good copywriter in England.
Mm-hmm.
And we were coaching him, and he says, wow, he says, it's amazing how many things you forget.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just like, and
even us. Yeah, if we don't look at this, if we don't pull out our format when we're doing sales copy, we miss these things all the time. So it's really important. Like you just said, you wrote a piece of sales copy and you forgot to list the values. I mean, little details of having a second person look at it and go over it and making sure that it's got all the unique things that it needs to have in order for it to work. There's people always miss the details. And
that's right.
It's the details that really make a big difference and make things work. So, Scott, how are people going to find us? If they want to work with us or have us consult with them to help them write better sales copy, where would they go?
Head over to www.galaxyinteractive.net. There's a little form there. Fill it out, and we'll get right back to you with...
Yeah, we'll give you a one-on-one live personal consultation. We'll take a look at your website, talk to you about what you're doing right, what you could be doing better, where we would go with it, and what steps need to be taken. And every situation is a little bit different. Everybody's developed themselves to a different level. So we need to take a look and see what level you're at and what the best step is to take to move you through the process to take your business to another level so that you're making money from your website on a consistent basis.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's about it.
Well, I think some great information today, Ryan. Thanks. It's awesome. And thank you all for joining us today. We're enjoying putting together these podcasts. Hope you are too.
Make sure you click on subscribe to this podcast.
That's right. And by the way, if you don't know where you got this podcast from, head over to http://internet-marketing-seminar.podomatic.com, and so you can subscribe to the podcast from there, or you can catch up on some of the earlier podcasts that you might have missed. So that's it for now. Thank you very much for joining us. Till next time, this is Scott Patton and Ryan Atkinson saying good night.
Have a good day.